Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to I'm Burger Podcast. We're here live at Skid Row Studios, 800-893-9562. Call in and talk to us. Tonight, again, we have Megan Rice.
Hey.
Preston Blaine.
Oi.
Oi.
Ryan Talmo.
Hey.
I like that. Yeah. We got Dark Mark from the Dark Mark Show, Mark White.
Oi.
I like this. Okay, Bombo, you got to be good here. And Bombo Belford, world-renowned comic.
Present.
I like that. Okay. Okay, someone made it through school. Somebody did
barely.
Some schooling.
Just fucking barely.
So we got a wild show to talk about. I'm looking for this real quick. I got to send it over. Here we go.
You fought the law this week, Burger.
I fought the law. Did not fucking win.
Did not.
You won a teeny bit.
Do not know
you're
if
not
you're going
to
win
still
yet.
In jail.
Yes.
Well, here's what happened, and basically, cops suck now.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all it is.
Now?
They've sucked forever, but they've gone beyond. There was always that one or two dickhead cops, like in the neighborhood. Growing up in Pacoima, you always knew the one or two dickhead cops who were going to be assholes. They were going to give you problems. They were going to harass you. Now it's that one rare cop who's actually a human being, or as Bombo says, a man.
That's a rarity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and
which is sad.
And so I've been recently going through a lot of stuff. My wife's been going through some medical problems, gingivitis,
sickle cell.
Well, it's
gingivitis.
Well, that's
a lot better.
You don't know how bad
breath
is.
Oh, yeah, it's weird. It's like you put them on and you can hear stuff.
No, she might have, we're not sure. I don't want to say, but she might have MS, whatever. No. You know, it doesn't matter. She's my wife. I love her. You know what? It's not going to change a damn thing. I'll wheel her around. We'll ride on the back of a rascal. Like, I really don't care.
Hey, you'll get good parking spots.
That's the thing. So we've been dealing with medication costs, things like that. We had our car taken by the devil or parking enforcement. And I've never wished AIDS on too many people, but they're one of them. They took our car illegally. We couldn't afford to get it back to then get our money back. So lots of things happened. We ended up needing a place to stay all of a sudden because people want rent. Right? I paid for a bunch of months.
Give me a few for free.
I get eight coffees. I get one free.
Right.
Seven Subways. Yes. One free.
I think that's how rent should work now. You should get a card.
Yeah.
12 months?
If you pay 8 months.
Same card, yes.
Yeah. 11 straight months, you get the 12th month free.
You should.
It's a Christmas present. You get it in December. It's an early Christmas present.
Sounds like I'm willing to start something that Preston already agrees is a great idea. And I'm not a pioneer. I'm a villain. And so anyway, okay, whatever.
Way to make up for the sickle cell thing.
Right? I like that. But you know, yeah.
There's no making up.
She's at home crying right now. Thanks, Preston. But, you know, so for so many different reasons. So we had to find a place to live real quick. I have three kids. And my wife's grandmother owns some properties down in South Central and this and that. So her mom, my wife's mom's like, you know, yeah, come on down. You know, stay here. There's a vacant one, blah, blah, blah. When your grandma's around, we'll get everything set up. And, you know, with the paperwork and everything, she's gone. And so we turn on the gas, turn on the electricity. We got keys, you know, we got all our crap in there. Move it on down there, everything. You know, talk about moving on down. I could hear the Jefferson. You know what? If you play the Jefferson song backwards, it talks about me.
And you know, the next step is hell. You realize that.
Right. Yeah.
West Side?
It is hell. And so, and actually, you know what? I'm going to get to this right now where we have a great picture. But so anyway, we're staying there, and all of a sudden, I went next door. My hair is disheveled. It was the morning. I had shorts on, no shoes, no socks. My legs could light up hallways. They're so white. And so somebody apparently called the cops or something, you know, and so they show up.
Scary white man. Why is he here?
Right. What's this white guy doing in South Central L.A.?
Makes no sense.
So someone calls the cops, and they come. They bang on the door. I thought it was my wife joking around. You know, because of the neighborhood and blah, blah, blah. And she was just being funny. I go, hey, that's not funny. I open the door. There's the sheriff. It's this, like, just steroid fucked piece of shit, dickless, impudent cunt hole of a freak Latin dude cop. I don't remember his name. And then this Asian lady who's like already getting me back for Pearl Harbor, like fucking Jews were there, you know.
She was also a cop, Asian woman cop,
right?
Wow,
not the driver. And so anyway, the Mexican was. So it took them forever to get there, and they had to stop for family. Here's the thing. So anyway, I'm really starting to hate people because of this shit. It's just you get tired after a while
starting
being profiled. Well, just being profiled all the time. So anyway, I go, whoa, I go, can I help you? And the cop's like, the fuck are you doing here and this and that? And he goes, you're not supposed to be here and you're breaking it in. Who's in this house? And I go, whoa, dude. I go, it's me and my 4-year-old daughter, you know? And so he's like, the fuck? I go, hey, bro, you don't need to be cussing at me. I go, you know, calm down.
So right away, no, like,
no
are
respect.
You supposed to be
no
here? Just
semblance
straight
of,
off the
no
bat,
semblance
just
of respect.
On me, yeah. Yeah. And I know this. I mean, you know, I know about this and how this works, and so I'm just like, whatever. I'm just like, look, we're allowed to be here. My wife's next door. Her mom's there. Her grandma owns the building, all this stuff. Anyway, he's like, you know, I don't fucking know that. Show me a lease. I go, we don't have it because she hasn't been around. We haven't done it yet. You know, as soon as she gets back in, we're going to get it all done. And so he's like, how the fuck do I know? Bro, again, you don't need to be cussing at me. That's unnecessary. You're to protect and serve. You know, I didn't say this part, but they're to protect and serve, not be a vulgar piece of shit.
Yeah.
You know, in front
That's
of a 4-year-old
job.
Kid.
That's
I'm,
your job.
I get paid to be vulgarly, sometimes funny. Here's the thing. So the guy grabs me, he's like, I'll arrest you right now, puts me against the wall and cuffs me. My wife comes out of her mom's house and she's like, what the fuck's going on in this nut? Your husband, or this guy's going to jail for breaking an entry is what they said. And she's like, that's my husband. And they're like, she's like, my grandma owns this place. Well, you have no paperwork. Do you have paperwork? She's like, no, she hasn't been here. Like, we have the keys, the lights and everything is in our name. You know, I mean, what's the problem? She's like, sir, sir. And I go, stop calling him sir. He's not a sir. He's a jerk.
Good
you know?
One.
Oh, I know how to, you know, trust me, this was me being calm. Right. Okay, the other me would not only have gotten real ugly, real deeply mean, and possibly even racial. This was me just calming way down. And so whatever. So they throw me in the back of the car. They take me down into processing. I never go past processing.
Come in. Yeah, because they have nothing to book you on.
Well, they come in, take me, drive me back, tell me get my stuff. And if they catch me in that apartment again, I'm going to jail until I have a lease. So we have to wait, you know, and so it's all just been crazy. Now the grandma thinks somehow we broke in, you know, like the grandma's talking to the mom, like, well, what happened? And did they cause a problem? And this and that, because my wife used to get in trouble, you know, when she was a kid. And so the grandma's kind of a cunt to her in that sense. So she thinks like we had some party or something.
Well, hopefully grandma's not listening to Skid Row
Studios. Yeah, right, exactly.
I don't even give a shit.
800-893-9562. Grandma, call in
if you're alive. Hopefully a lionator.
Burger's grandma.
Not my grandma. They're dead. They were cool. They know how to die when you're supposed to.
Yeah, I was going to say, because they're dead.
So I have a picture of this, and I'd like everyone to see it. Do we got the picture up and posted? Okay, so if you're taking a look at this, this is me being let out. If you see that lightsaber in between the two cops, that's my white legs. You've never seen
you're
legs.
You're wearing shorts.
Do you have like a court date for this thing?
Nothing. Now watch this. And let me just, I'm going to break down a few things for people that don't get it, but, and not that saying you don't, Preston, I'm sure, like, you probably, no,
I
you think he hasn't had the private patrol called on him for kicking the fucking ball into the neighbor's yard.
Preston has been arrested more than me. I've never been arrested in my life. All the bad shit I've done, this motherfucker's been arrested multiple times.
I'll tell you a shitty cop story after we're done.
So
that's what we should do. We should all exchange cops.
So I call up, we were going to get a report and everything. No, I was never booked. I was never processed.
Yeah, because they didn't have anything.
Therefore, I was never even brought in. Apparently, it was a call to the place, and that's what they have. And I'm like, really? Because I remember being cuffed, you know, and all this. And so, okay, so a lot of people told me, you know, yeah, well, you should sue them. I said, yeah, well, you should get to reality. Mm-hmm. I grew up in Pacoima, South Central, same thing. People don't get it. There's no suing cops. There's no saying they did anything unless you got Rodney King style video proof.
Right.
And even that won't work.
Well, it will get you millions of dollars and you could die later on when someone kills you in a pool weirdly.
Yeah. Boom.
You know, but yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, you don't fuck with the LAPD. They will kill you at some point. Yeah. They just bought their time. That's
but
all
they all
it
got
is,
off. That's why the riots happened, because all the cops got off, right?
Yeah. The cops didn't get any,
And I mean, again...
He won in a civil suit. But
in that situation, though, I'm not fully against what happened. I understand he was fighting, he was on dust, you know, and shit like that. At the same time, yeah, they came back and got him, though.
But he was fighting a police officer named Kuhn, if I recall correctly.
That's Stacy Kuhn was a sick motherfucker. Yeah, that was a sick dude.
He was born into it, man. He was born with the name.
That's incredible. That's his fucking name.
Do you have one of those?
Oh, my God.
Apparently, Officer Sickle Cell was busy that day. And,
yes, he was. He had time off. But the problem is, but there's no... Burger, there's no accountability for those people. Like, there's never going to be...
They're Nazis.
Like, there's not even a slap on the wrist for them wrongfully arresting you because you were at your apartment.
How about
and
the city of L.A.
Didn't
taking
know
our
you
car?
Had moved in. People were confused that a white guy moved in and they fucking called the cops on you and they took you away for no reason, even though it's your fucking house.
How about having my car taken by the city of L.A. when I had registration? But because it was paper registration and they said there were tickets on two owners
previous
ago.
Owners, yeah.
Right.
You can't do that. And then we went to the emergency thing, one, but they said you still have to pay the tow fees to get them back. So you still stole my car.
Right.
Because how would I be able to... It was a fucking 91 Honda Accord wagon.
I've lost 16 cars to L.A.
How many people...
16? Jesus Christ.
If you've lost a car... Yeah, anyone out there, if you have a story of where the police... Or parking, or the city of LA has stolen, taken, or abused you. Call in 800-893-9562. Call in, let us know what your story is, because I'd like to know how many people out there. Because, like Bombo said, and I know for a fact, he's had a ton of cars taken by the police just because of.
It's not 16. I've been through 16 cars. Some of them I sold, you know, but I've had very. And I always get pissed because I live in the motherfucker, you know? It's like, you just like my house, bro. Like,
yeah, great. You got a great motorhome.
Well,
yeah, you really do. If I was single,
he has a motorhome. Yeah. Let's not go throwing the word grit around left and right.
That's why you can never get a
house. That's a little dull. Have you seen it?
I have. I'm just fucking around. Yeah. It really is solid.
You never know where Bombo is.
Yeah.
Now, you went to jail, and you didn't even get a tray,
I didn't even go to jail, dude. I didn't even get it.
I got put in.
You know when they bring you in before you get processed?
Did you get a paper, a brown bag at least?
No. Watch. You know where you're sitting? Right outside the processing.
Right.
That's where they had me sitting.
But no tray.
No.
No patty.
You don't get shit till you get processed.
It's a bunch of bullshit. I would have demanded to get processed. Right.
That's when you get the bologna sandwich.
Well, yeah, man. And processing's where all the best trays are because you got people kicking all kinds of drugs and alcohol. They're not eating. They're shaking, dude. You can make like a 9-patty just like monster mashed potato glue. It's like brick and mortar, but with mashed potatoes and patties.
I'm going to have to start arrested in L.A. before. I'm going to have to get arrested in L.A. now.
Hey, babe, could you not?
No.
I want the 9-patty fucking wallpaper.
Yeah, you want the Close Encounter special at the county jail.
It is me and Preston's 1-year anniversary in a few days. I think I figured out what he's getting me.
Is it
he's gonna go to jail.
Let me restate this.
Great segue.
It's our 1-year fuckiversary.
Because we can't figure out exactly when we actually started
July
dating.
July 2nd, 2013.
Has it really been a year?
But you do remember when you started fucking.
Which is really the important thing.
But the only reason I remember is because I left the next day. And because he's a big old bitch. And he was like, oh, babe, don't go. Let's keep having sex. And I was like, I got to go hang out with my friends and get drunk.
So when's the anniversary when you gave her first orgasm?
July 2nd.
July 2nd.
Good for you.
Wait, you said babe the first night?
Preston? No.
Wait, what did you ask, Mark?
Pigs? What are you talking about, Alma?
Stop talking about our sex
life. No. Can we go back? What did Mark just ask?
I made a big mistake.
When was the first time you gave her an orgasm, and she said the first time. First night. And then Tamil started talking about
Megan's
fucking pigs and babes.
No,
I don't know what he's talking about.
Megan said babe.
I didn't say pigs. I said babe.
In the city.
Babe,
what don't leave.
Babe,
I said
babe,
babe
pig in the city.
All right.
Who have you been fucking?
People.
People.
You don't fuck.
I know.
You will, though. One day.
Eventually. Yeah. In my afterlife.
You know, trust me.
You know what Talmo's going to end up getting? Like some Steve Middleman pussy. Like, remember that comic Steve Middleman who didn't have a chin?
Yeah.
You're going to get, like, Steve Middleman pussy.
Well, who's the one? I saw some...
Can we put my screen on the phone
Steve
screen?
Steve Middleman was a comic that was a middleman?
There you go.
Yeah.
Billy Bass posted something on Facebook about some hooker that comics were turning down.
May Victoria.
Been down this road a few times. Hey, yeah. May, call in. I assume you're listening because you have nothing else again.
Good God.
You know, except get kicked out of more places.
I don't know. I just think. I always think I don't know what goes on in someone's life, you know. So I always reserve to hate too much.
Unless they're wearing a
badge. I didn't even buy that. I didn't feel sincere.
That was so hard for you to say.
I didn't feel sincere.
Come on, we want the venom.
Yeah.
This is I'm Burger. Let's say the burger.
What's like the recourse for this? So it's all over. You don't have to do anything else.
I get nothing. I mean,
but you're back in the house, right? You don't have to fucking like you don't have a court date or anything like that.
No, there's no processing.
Okay. There's no recourse.
You were detained. You were
detained. He was detained, and there's nothing you can do.
Until you're booked, you're just in a state of detainment.
Yeah.
I had a friend who was held in processing for 20 hours.
They can hold you for 72 hours for questioning.
Yeah, he was held for 20 hours, no food, nothing.
And weekends don't count and holidays don't count.
That's right. Exactly.
Because they feel like they count when you're sitting in there. You're like, you sure this doesn't count?
Well, because they count because it's still time.
Bob's got his name on the wall at County, by the way.
That's how I did 5 days in County, the weekend thing.
I've done some good sets in County, dude. Don't knock it. It's good. good crowd. Captive audience.
Well, my favorite thing about when you get held in County is... Again, I've never been in jail, but I have loads of fantastic friends that have done it loads of times. And they don't release you. When you get released, they typically don't release you until like after midnight. Mm-hmm. Because then they get to get the money for a whole extra day.
Yeah, but it makes the bus ride so much more fun.
Yeah, exactly.
When you get released at 1 in the morning.
Oh, go. Or you're just in the area trying to get home and you go by the jail.
Yeah.
Quote unquote Van Nuys. Sounds great. Yeah.
You live by the Van Nuys jail?
Well, Van Nuys jail is right off the Orange Line.
He lives in the Van Nuys jail.
That is a hot fucking jail, man.
Yeah, Talmo's loft is the top bunk in the fucking cell.
Preston, you've been arrested?
He's in solitary confinement.
Who's been to Van Nuys jail? You?
I haven't been to Van Nuys.
They got an excellent breakfast
Five times?
Five times in St. Louis?
Four or five times.
Oh.
Two DUIs.
Four or five times, by the way, guys. Did meth for 7 years, never been in jail. Yeah. What's up?
Yeah. Whoa. That's because you were quick
anniversary.
You were quick thinking.
You were awake. Do you know that jail is J-A-I-L, which would be pronounced hell in many languages, and you have to pay bail or bail to get out of hell?
Uh-huh. Who knew that?
I'm confused. Bombo Belford on the mic, guys. Bombo Belford.
Hey. Words, people. Wake up,
dude.
Wake
up, blowing my mind.
Hey, do you know?
That's what it is. You pay bail to get out of hell. That's what it is.
Let me ask you this. How many people heard about the kid at KFC that they told her, you know, hey, to help the grandma?
Or did they?
I also heard that was a hoax. Yeah.
No, it was a fraud, but I'm good. It was a fraud, but we know, that nobody was going to tell this little girl, you got to leave. First of all, it wasn't that bad. It was scarring. Nobody
she got bit
was
by
hit.
A dog or something. Yeah, right?
She got attacked by a
she was
dog.
Nobody would ever say that.
She lost. Yeah. I mean, it is a really sad story. This little girl lost an eye.
She got mauled, right?
Yeah, like she got mauled real bad. Like her face is fucked up. Like she has serious scarring. She's gonna need a lot of surgery in order to fix it. And her grandma claims they went into a KFC, and the manager came up to them and asked them to leave because other patrons were upset by the appearance of this 4-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
Which already sounds completely insane.
It's KFC.
Why would you go to KFC and not the hospital?
Right?
Well, I mean, this is like, no, she's been in the hospital for like a couple weeks.
Okay. This was 20 minutes after the dog.
She had an eye hanging out of her socket. And they're like, baby, we're going to get you some medical help, but first I need some extra crispy chicken.
Don't get blood in my gravy. Yeah.
We have a question.
Seriously. Was the dog like stalking outside still? That's what I thought. Uh-huh.
The dog was hanging I'm going to get that other eye. I'm going to get it.
I thought she got mauled by a dog, and she went in there like, help me, I got mauled by a dog. And they're like, get out of here.
That would be even better.
We have nothing for that, man. Yeah. We just have chicken that's not really chicken.
We let you come in the restaurant for customers only.
Can we make something? Is that a dessert?
See, that's the problem. I don't think we're ever going to be able to find out if it's a hoax or not.
Well, no, they already looked at the video camera. I mean, the video surveillance. They've never seen her going in.
The location. They never walked into the location.
All
but the thing is, like, and I'll give this as bullshit as most, you know, big fast food chain companies are. KFC, when the grandma first came out and said that, they were like, we will pay $30,000 of the medical bills, just based on the accusation. And then it came out that this is a hoax. And they're like, well, we're still going to pay $30,000 for this. It was so good on them.
Pretty stand up there. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I'm impressed.
Let's hear it for the Yum Corporation.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. They did it. They finally did it.
It's chum money to them. They don't care.
Well, that's no money. They just know that her and the grandma are going to go to Taco Bell next week and then get hepatitis.
Right. That's the Yum Corporation as well.
Hey, my daughter and her two friends.
That's why they're a lot of times all in the same place.
And A&W Root Beer.
My daughter,
Don't forget Long John Silver's.
A&W Root Beer is from Kalinga, California, and if you go there, they still claim it like it's their one achievement.
They're so proud.
There's not A&W left in the town, but they
A&W in Ventura area, going toward Ventura,
Kalinga. It's a coaling station A, and they shortened it. I broke down there once and hung out with some weird heads, so I know all about
A&W.
It's Ventura. So anyway,
it's like Ventura. It's not really Ventura though.
Yeah, burger.
It's more Bakersfield than Ventura.
Whatever. It's you know what? Here's the thing. My son and daughter and their cousin got salmonella the other day at fucking Cheesecake Factory eating ribeye. But the cousin ate the middle part. My kids ate the end. And she got way sicker. She had to go to the hospital. My kids just were sick.
Shit.
Sick. Yeah.
Cheesecake
Missed,
Factory.
Like, you know, soccer play. Shit. But yeah, that's the thing with food. People don't get it. You don't eat that shit. It'll make you look like you get mauled by
a dog. That's the thing about food. You don't eat that shit. Guys, what we learned tonight is don't eat food.
Don't breathe air.
I went to a cheesecake.
Don't try to go into your own apartment. You'll get arrested.
If there was just some way we could live without food.
Don't live life, everybody.
I went to the Cheesecake Factory, and those prices were definitely not wholesale. All right?
At all. That is not a factory.
I was not seeing any factory discount coming out of this at all. I was like, I might as well went to the...
Who's got our trivia question?
I got
him. Should we do the cheesecake kiosk?
Are we doing
trivia
already?
Okay,
let's get started.
Let's do this.
I thought this was trivia.
Do you need another shot, Bumble?
Yeah, is
it best out of five?
I think we should do first to five.
First to five.
Because we have a little extra time tonight.
And then if you guys, do you guys want to pick categories again? If so, I'll write the categories down.
Do we pick our own categories or the same category for both of us?
Same. Well, basically, since
Mark's the returning champion.
He's the returning champion. So he gets to choose if he wants to pick the first category, give it to you.
Oh, okay. I like that.
Write the categories.
$10,000 pyramid style right there.
So I guess instead of having a buzzer, we just slap the table. Yeah. They determine who slaps first.
Now, we could do another way where you just say your name when you know the answer.
Let's do the tap. I like the tap.
Say your very first crush.
Yeah, the tap is very white trash Jeopardy. I like the tap.
But that's the problem. You and Bobo's will both
It's like white trash Jeopardy.
Crazy eights.
Okay, so here's the thing I'm going to do this week instead of last week.
Hungry.
There's six categories.
Okay.
But I will refresh each time. So you could, in theory, pick the same category.
Right.
Okay, you guys ready?
I'm ready.
I guess I'm strapped in, so
fuck.
Yeah.
If we can really quick test their... I've
been tested.
Nope, we tested.
Oh, damn.
Sorry, Bombo.
There's got to be some boundaries.
Bombo just shot in his hand when I fucking bust him.
Now I got to slurp that off the table in front of you guys, and you're going to fucking make fun of me for that for the rest of my life.
Right now.
I just learned a valuable lesson, guys. Actually my fault.
I like that. Let's do it. You ready?
It was working before.
Boom.
I think it might have turned off.
Oh, hit the button. It's beeping.
No, is it beeping?
Here, push it. Calmo, push it.
It's going.
No, it's not doing anything.
No, you got to push it.
Sure.
No, you're.
There
you go.
Is there a delay on it? Maybe. Okay, I got to hold the button.
Okay, so, Mark, do you want to pick the first category?
I'll pick the first category.
You
want to
pick it? Okay, these are the categories. Arts and literature, geography, entertainment, history, don't die. That's not a category. Science and nature, and miscellaneous.
Well, let's go to entertainment. That's always a fun one.
Help me.
Entertainment.
That was my
Okay, get ready, gentlemen.
Get ready.
Which airship is featured on the cover of Led Zeppelin's debut album? Oh.
The Hindenburg.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. There we go.
Mark. The Hindenburg.
I love that.
I knew that one, but that's okay.
That's wrong one.
Oh, sorry. Okay. So, Bombo, what category? Arts, literature, geography, entertainment, history, science and nature, or miscellaneous?
Science and nature, please.
Science and nature. Which U.S. space probe was first to orbit another planet? Fucking Philistines. Come on, get it together.
What space probe?
Can we pull that one in?
The first to orbit a planet.
Five.
Like, I know the planet, but I don't know the name.
Three.
Right.
Voyager 2.
Nope.
God damn.
Buzz him. You would have both got buzzed. You just saved Mark.
Thank you.
Do we get to know the answer or no?
Yeah, it's Mariner 9.
Mariner 9?
No way I would have got that.
Oh, yeah. Just to let you know.
Fucking Mariner.
I thought that was a boat. Answer,
since you got it wrong, Mark, it's a point.
Oh, okay.
So it's 1-1.
So don't just guess like that anymore. I got it. So what would happen if neither one of us answered?
You would have both got buzzed.
You both don't get points and you both get chucked.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I like that. You guys
definitely,
got
okay, I didn't know that.
Nazi shit going on here. I'm thinking, I don't remember that rule, but go on. I like
it. No, we're making
it.
Yeah, exactly.
Burger, we make it up.
The shot trivia.
Okay, Mark.
I got it.
What do you want to do? Next category.
Let's do arts and literature.
Arts and literature. What American poet wrote "The Fog Comes on Little Cat Feet"? Which I've never heard, but I find adorable. No one's gonna fucking
come.
Get this.
Comes is spelled C-U-M, right?
Fog.
Yes.
Really?
The fog. No. God damn it! No. The fog comes on little cat feet. No one will get this.
That's fucking stupid.
I know. I'm with you 1,000,000%
on this. Can we get a caller who knows that? I mean,
no one knows.
Is that
this.
The $1 million question?
Or I think so.
Who wants to be a millionaire?
If nobody's gonna get it.
I think if no one gets it, that's a free pass.
I think that's a free pass too.
I think you need to put a little judicial.
By the way, fun fact for everyone: it's Carl Sandburg.
Of course it is.
Who the fuck is Carl Sandburg?
I don't even fucking know.
Fucking you.
If it wasn't Robert Frost,
wait, didn't Carl Sandburg play for the Cubs?
Yes. Carl Sandburg. Great.
Carl Sandburg.
Okay.
So we got it was arts and literature part two. Okay, okay, take two.
So you want to do arts and literature again?
Let's do it. Take two.
Okay. This is bullshit.
Okay, let's do another category. Yeah.
No, it's an easy one.
Oh, okay, good.
Okay, good.
Let's do it.
They don't all have to end in fucking catastrophic electrocution.
Bombo, if I was you, I'd get ready. Who painted the Mona Lisa? Oh.
Leonardo da Vinci.
Yes.
Correct.
See what I mean? That was a bullshit one.
Yeah, well.
Ryan, why were you just about to answer the question?
No, I was, you guys are hitting the same time. I was like, oh, God.
No, I conceded the fact that he hit first.
I was just looking at you guys both hit down at the same time.
Oh,
I'm not answering. I'm just
doing
like,
a lot of like
shit.
Beer racing in my life, so I'm really, really like in
ready to go.
Two went down first. You know what I mean? I think we should have to slam a beer. Then it. Oh, well,
we don't have enough beers.
That's different.
We gotta bring more beer.
Can I have some beer? Okay.
What question are we on? Trivia would be what's tough. The score?
It's 2-1.
It's 2-1, Mark. Okay,
Mark's
so Mark, what do you want now?
Mark is killing
me. So say the categories again.
Arts and literature, geography, entertainment, history, science and nature, and miscellaneous.
Let's do miscellaneous.
Miscellaneous. Oh, geez.
Do it.
What does a chrome dome have a shortage of?
Hair.
How do you fucking know? What does that even mean?
Chrome dome, dude, because...
Chrome dome, like a bald guy.
I was drinking with my buzzer hand. I got caught sleeping
on
that.
Okay, dude, I am...
Wait.
You fucking got it, man.
I kind of like that fucking one. Wait a minute. Dome. What happened here?
Let's do it. Next question.
We're going to buzz into it.
We're 3-1. 3-1. Be ready, Bombo.
I don't care anymore. I want to get shocked.
I want to get shocked. What do you want?
Bombo's throwing the game now.
Let's do entertainment again.
Entertainment. Okay, what duo's debut album was titled Wednesday Morning 3 a.m.?
Oh, shit.
Mark?
Hall Notes?
No, but it is an and.
Ooh.
I just gave you a big old hint.
For pride.
It's
Bombo.
A blank and blank.
I don't know what it is now.
You don't have to answer, but I just say for pride.
Do I get a point if I get it right?
No, but you get my love and respect.
What's the question, real quick?
What duo's debut album was titled Wednesday Morning 3 a.m.?
Simon and Garfunkel.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Mark!
Simon and Garfunkel for the point.
Simon and Garfunkel.
It was one of the
it's
two.
Simon and
Garfunkel.
Three to two, guys. That's why I was so sad. You were close.
I know it was one of the two.
3-2. You got this. You're coming back.
Leonardo fucking Da Vinci. All right.
You're doing good on entertainment.
Okay.
So,
sports and leisure.
Ooh.
That's not a category. That's not a guy we have.
Seems kind of like bullshit to me. Why does it have to be a bunch of hipster categories? Why can't we get a fucking...
Carl Sandburg.
Can we get an All-American category?
Hey, you know what? Here you go. Preston, give him a baseball question.
Baseball question? You want to know a baseball question?
I want to play by the confines of the rules of the game. What were my...
Arts and literature, geography, entertainment, history, science and nature, and miscellaneous.
Science and nature for 1,000.
The pinna is the outer visible part of what?
Spell it.
P-I-N-N-A.
P-I-N-N-A.
I know this. I think it's banana, but I'm not going to slap a table on banana.
It's definitely not banana. It's super not banana.
I think the outer layer of a banana is called a peel.
Oh, okay.
It's still a banana.
I thought that's why they called it a penis, because it was a penis.
Anyone got this? No one's going to get this.
So then
I don't want to guess.
Well, nobody knows it, so let's do another one.
Yeah, let's do it.
Exactly.
Well, what was it?
It's the ear.
Oh,
what?
Oh, okay.
That's right.
Next question.
We're all learning stuff.
Yeah, we are.
Next question.
This is fun facts.
Educational night.
Okay, what do you want?
Do entertainment.
You want entertainment?
Geography.
Geography.
Okay. Geometry. Here's the geometry question. Rhombus is the answer. The English explorer Admiral John Franklin discovered what in the 1840s?
Wow.
Where did these come from?
Admiral John Franklin.
Secret entrance to the Earth in the Antarctic. Middle Earth entrance. No?
You want to get shocked.
No, there's some dude in the 1840s who found, I think it's him. I'm going to get back to you guys this post-production, but I really think that he did.
That found the entrance to Middle Earth in the Antarctic?
Yeah, he wrote a book about it. Yeah.
Okay.
I got shocked. Did
you get him? Yeah, his name was J.R.R. Tolkien.
No, different Middle Earth. Wait, how come I'm getting shocked twice for three times?
Give me the point.
No. Because
This is it. What is the answer?
Yeah. No,
Northwest Passage.
Northwest Passage.
Yeah, dude. And when he found the Northwest Passage, wait a minute. He wrote a book about he found an entrance in some fucking ice deluges or whatever that when they're trying to go through Norway to find. Yes, he did.
Northwest Passage. I'm coming back post production on this
because he wrote and published a book about how he found an entrance to the inside of the earth. Same fucking dude. I knew 1840. What were you doing up in crushed Canada ice, dude? This is true.
Boom. I'm just saying that makes no sense.
Like miscellaneous. I know.
Bombo gets a half a point just for being a big old cunt and arguing that like a motherfucker. He gets a half a point for that.
It should be a full point because I was fucking right. Okay.
It's 4-2.5.
Okay, why don't you look at it? Write that name down for me, somebody.
We got a question. Let's do
because
this.
Because I want to research if that dude wrote a book about he claims to have discovered an entrance to the middle of the earth, the inside of the earth, in those fucking ice deluges or whatever that are like, they're like rivers that.
Yeah.
Guys, welcome to Bombo's History Facts.
Next question is...
I mean,
What do you want, babe?
Miscellaneous.
Okay.
Find a good one.
Oh, God.
Oh,
I'm
going
to have this officially reviewed.
If you look at it and say, go to the next one.
I am. I'm going to refresh. I'll still give you miscellaneous.
I think, you know what? Here, you know what? Forget that. Talmo.
Yes.
Ask a question on the 90s. Go.
The 90s? Simple question.
I don't know if I trust Talmo's answer.
No, it'll be
I know this one
way.
Because this is how I won a free beer at a trivia contest.
Ooh, I got a good one, though.
Do it.
Jesse's dad from Saved by the Bell, what is his favorite candy?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Can I get a real question?
Yeah. Hey, guys, remember that time we let Talmo do a thing and then went, let's never do that again?
Fucking nerd.
I won. Way to prove
it. How do you know that? The writers for Saved by the Bell don't fucking know that.
Starburst for the win.
Damn it. Hershey Kiss. Oh, it was a Hershey
Kiss. Okay, this is a good one. This is a miscellaneous, and it's a good one. Bombo, get ready. See, Mark's ready. You're being a big old dummy.
Well, you guys aren't properly researching your answers.
Yeah, sorry, we didn't know that a guy found a hold of Middle Earth.
Well, it's pretty fucking important, isn't it? Like, extra dimensions may be more important than they seem.
Let's do this.
Especially in these
killing
times
our
of
real
tribulation.
this is the most fun.
I swear to God, he wrote a book.
I knew Bombo would be great.
Oh, no, Bombo. I want Bombo to hang out every week.
Between Bombo and Mark, you got the greatest person.
I just like learning Bombo fun history.
Bombo, whether you win or lose, you're back next week.
Right?
Yeah, seriously. If you're in town, baby, you're here.
Well, I really appreciate that.
I want Bombo history. What did Abe Lincoln do? He found Middle Earth. That's what he did.
A lot of people know.
Everyone just found Middle Earth.
I agree with a lot of what Bombo says, but go on.
Okay, here we go. Miscellaneous. This could potentially be for the win. What was the first soft drink to be consumed in outer space?
I know that.
Five.
I know the answer.
Four.
Pepsi?
Nope.
Oh.
7-Up for the win, baby.
Nope.
No, you still get the point. It's fucking Coke. It would be either Pepsi or Coke, you cunt.
But I thought
those are the two options.
Oh, because they couldn't get 7-Up. I remember.
I was going to say Tang.
Yeah. Tang's not a soft drink.
Yeah, it's a powder.
I was going to say Tang. Really? What is it? Fucking hard?
Monkey's drink.
That shit floats down like velvet.
It's hard. It's a hard drug. It's like orange cocaine before you mix it in there.
Let's shock them both. Wait.
No.
Wait a minute. All right, I'll take the shock as long as I get my fucking point, all right?
Did Mark get shocked yet?
Not yet. Oh, shit.
You'll know.
I can hear
it's
it.
Still, it's still blinking.
Oh, there we go. You got to put it against your skin.
That's against my skin.
Is it?
Oh. Yeah, no, that's
there you go.
You're cheating. I'm not tying that on tight enough.
The score is Mark 4, Bambo 3.
Okay. I can't believe he said. Yeah. Didn't I just get one when he said Sprite or whatever?
You had 2.5. Now you have 3.5.
I said Pepsi, not Sprite.
Okay, do it.
Okay, what do you want, Bambo?
Bullshit that there's no sports.
Middle Earth, Preston asked me a baseball question.
I want to hear a fucking sports question, all right?
Okay. A sports question.
Okay, you ready?
Well, I like baseball,
but Here's the question.
I'm so frustrated right now.
Here's the question.
Well, I don't think Bombo's
who won the last World Cup? Bombo, who won the last World Cup?
No, a real American sport. What's the matter with
this? Okay.
I like how Bombo goes, ask me a sports question, not a baseball question, because I don't know who Sammy Koufax is.
Here's the thing.
It's Sandy, you son of a bitch.
Easy question. Wait, Bombo, you got to hear this.
What?
Who won the last Super Bowl?
It's right there. It's right on the top.
Motherfucker.
That's why I wanted more sports questions.
Right?
No. It was Seattle Seahawks.
Full name, Seattle Seahawks.
Okay.
Seattle Seahawks.
I gave it to him. I didn't want to feel like I cheated.
I cheated.
Well, I'm about to get shot.
Why'd you shot me?
Oh, shit. You shot him. Preston, you can't do it wrong.
And this is why I run the fucking thing. I don't accidentally shot
the
wrong people.
This is when the collar gets off because I won. It's best of five, right?
That's it.
Guys, give it up. Mark.
Come on. Once again.
He came the closest. He was good.
Yeah.
Bombo, you did great.
Because you wiped out the last few.
Yeah.
And he didn't give you that last one.
Let's be honest. The first week I played with myself.
Yeah.
Which is, I'm a master of that.
Like, great show.
Right. And last week, what color is the flag? I'm all red, white, and blue, dude. Come on, just say it.
What's the Super Bowl?
I was like, last week I played against Bree.
Oh, you know what? You know what? Actually, before we forget, plug your show.
Oh, I'm doing a one-man show tomorrow night, Friday night, 9 o'clock at the Complex Theater, Shepherd Studios at the Complex Theater, 6476 Santa Monica Boulevard, right next to the Dragonfly. The two shows have been tremendous. Oh, everybody's amazing. Loving it. This is going to be packed. I'm taping it for DVD, for CD. It's an hour of just hilarity.
It's awesome. A great show. Absolutely fucking amazing.
But anyway, so last week I played against Bree, who was terrific, but she had to ask who Dick Cheney was, to be honest with you.
That is true.
Well, that's not as bad as the first week. The first week, one of the questions, Benson and Zach both didn't know the answer to it. What's the closest star to the Earth?
Yeah.
Yes, I remember that.
Neither knew.
The sun. They didn't know the sun is the closest star.
Really? They're both stumped. You're obviously not considering the fourth through 12th dimension. Okay, so really, honestly, there could be a star very much closer.
You know what's funny? You know what's funny? Speaking of that, you know who wants to come on next week? And I'd love it.
Bush?
Chuck?
Oh, dude, yes.
Come on the show.
God, I would love to see Chuck in person. That'd be great. I would be so happy about that.
I told him that we wouldn't smoke pot in the studio.
He's got to stay somewhat top secret.
He does a real top secret job.
He does.
Yeah, it's no joke. You know, like what he does, he knows stuff that we don't all know.
And he's always driving and grocery shopping.
What they call a spook, an FBI guy.
He might be. You know what? I wouldn't even divulge what I know, but I know nothing about him in that sense. But yeah, he goes fairly deep. And so he's going to come check it out. And I had to make him, I had to tell him, look, we wouldn't smoke pot.
That's going to be real hard for me not to smoke pot, guys, as you all know.
I'm going to smoke before and after and everything else, just not with him in here.
How are you guys going to do your anniversary joint if he's going to be in here?
Oh, yeah. No, they're going to fuck on their anniversary. It's going to be hell.
In the studio?
With the shock colors on.
Oh, God.
It's going to be amazing.
Yeah, like who hasn't done that?
Did Preston not? Oh, you know then, right? Preston told you.
Our 1 year fuckiversary. Were you guys going to
bang on the table with the shock collars on?
You guys just grab the controller.
That was his idea.
Oh, it's going to be the best 45 seconds Skid Row Studios ever seen.
How do you last that long?
I'm so pissed I lost, but that's the way
you have it around.
You gotta bring your A game. You can't come in. But Burger didn't prepare me, dude. Burger, you should have been like, look, you should have been psyching me up and like, you're gonna get shocked and shit. You were like, oh no, it's cool, Bombo. Just come in and put it on your face. It's all good.
Just put the probes over your eyeball.
Bombo, at the time we were smoking pot in a trailer and talking on Chandler Boulevard.
That's the time for honesty, bro.
I'm the only one that has it around his neck either. Everybody else has the honesty.
Can I have a shot of beer?
I'm gonna say that.
Not only Mark's knowledge of trivia, but also the balls to put putting it around his neck.
That is the shit.
It's a collar. Yeah. It's not a wrist band. Right.
Yeah, but most people aren't that badass, Mark. Right. I gotta say that.
Yeah.
To put it on your neck and take the shock is a fucking man.
Please, that's a usual Thursday night.
Words of wisdom from Burger.
It's good. Actually, next week's the bondage ball, so I'm.
Well, you must be excited.
Well, yeah, I'm actually.
What happens on the bondage ball?
Are you bringing Cinderella?
Oh, yeah, you ever been to the bondage ball? No, I'm actually probably bringing Joe Adams, which is what a thrill. But I know all the people in the bondage ball, all the girls and all the craziness.
What is the bondage ball? Sorry, Tell it doesn't me, sound
the
like
bondage ball is the biggest fetish party of the year.
Wait a second, let me ask you a question.
Okay,
we should have.
Is it expensive to get
That's
in?
What I think.
Well, I know people, so it's not for me, but it's like You're I think like $20-$30, something like that. But
the bondage?
Trust
Can you
me,
get
you'll,
me and my
see,
wife
you'll
in?
See, you'll see a lot of people fire play, spanking play, really? All sorts of
Can you
of
get me and
stuff.
My wife in?
Huh?
Can you get me and my wife in?
I'll see what I can do. Really? I'm not 100%, but.
No, it's fine, but if you can,
right.
It would be nice.
I know. You've had such a hard, yeah.
Can I plug a show?
Oh, please do. Go ahead.
Are you.
Yeah,
no, I don't want to
burger,
give away.
I'm sure, is
of
course. Happy with the
I just got
we
the
normally
one show,
wait till the end, but
look.
But Bombo's
in,
king of the world, so he's going to say shit whatever he wants.
Bombo's is that what's plugging happening? A show that's in Mirror
Good, Bombo.
Next week.
So I thought I was hosting my own show. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I wasn't saying right now. I just didn't know if we were
no,
running
please.
Out of time or whatever. I just want to. I'm going to be in Gilroy, and the guy's like,
Sam Meeker.
Yeah, Sam Meeker.
Great guy. Love Sam Meeker.
Dude, look, if you're in the Ajo capital of the world, come through there, bring
the
a mic.
Oh, capital of the world.
Speaking of which, can I say one thing real quick? Oh, good.
Yes,
no, go on, finish. I don't mean to interrupt you. It's what I do.
What's the Gilroy, the capital, the what?
Garlic.
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 You've never driven
garlic.
Gilroy?
Yeah,
okay.
Oh,
it's great. They have all the signs.
Yeah.
It's a sweaty, sweaty place, bro. Yeah. Everybody's just, it's 110 and full of garlic.
It smells good, though.
It's an awesome city, and they got these olives with garlics in them. If you come to see the show, I mean, you're probably going to be disappointed with the show, but you will love those fucking olives.
Garlic's great.
Do I get a free head of garlic?
I will buy you a free head of garlic if you show up to
I'll be there.
Gilroy.
Anyways, it's
Gilroy.
It's on
Saturday.
Garlic.
It's on Saturday.
It's a great show, though.
It's a great, great show.
The place is fantastic. The people at that place, Station 55, just the nicest people in the world.
Just wanted to promote that a little bit, and then I'll be at the Madhouse on Sunday. So, you know.
Bouncing
that's
around.
That's one hell of a drive.
Gilroy down to San Diego.
Well, that's what the motorhome's for.
I need an agent. Work this shit out.
We all need an agent.
Right?
Oh, but until then, I'm just going to do whatever I got, and that's what I got. And I just wanted to say that because Sam was like, can you help promote the show? And I'm like, yeah, dude, I already invited everyone I know in Gilroy, which was nobody.
One person.
Yeah.
That one,
it was real easy.
That one garlic farmer.
You've been to
farmer.
Prison.
So I'll quit trying to be God now.
Okay. So now, also, what was the food review?
Oh,
this
dude, this one was good as shit.
Where did we go?
This was great.
Booze
cheesecake.
Where?
Not, I'm sorry, cheesecake? We went to the Cheesecake Factory, guys. We went to the Cheesecake Factory.
We all got salmonella
poisoning.
I've
had like 38 ounces of Bud Light. I'm fucking hammered.
Wait, let's try this one more time.
We went to Booze Cheesesteak. It's on Fountain and Virgil.
There are two locations, though. There's also one in K-Town.
One in Koreatown.
And I personally think they should probably open another 6 in Los Angeles.
And it's just like, it's...
Booze and cheesesteak?
It's called
Philly
cheese.
It's legit
Philly cheesesteak sandwiches.
Proper Philly cheese with the cheese whiz, onions.
Yeah, the yellow cheese, though.
Yeah, the cheese whiz.
Cheese whiz.
Thank God.
I got provolone.
Tamil got provolone because he's an asshole.
I'm an Italian. I'm a schmuck.
Right. Well, they say on the sign, it says booze cheesesteaks, the realest Philly cheesesteaks in SoCal. And I have to say,
it's
bread.
I want
the
nachos on a bun. That's what I want.
I've never had a cheesesteak in Philadelphia. I've had cheesesteaks in my life and been like, what's the big deal? Mm-hmm. These aren't that great. This is fucking one of the best sandwiches I've ever had.
Really? Yeah. The cheese whiz is amazing on a cheesesteak.
They're insane.
I've gone both versions. You can't beat the cheese whiz.
The bread's
dude.
Perfect.
There's something
the
magical
steak,
about it.
It's not greasy. Like, it's perfect.
The
and
cheese
it's
whiz
also,
absorbs the grease.
Mm-hmm. It's like the size of a small baby.
It's all
like
about
a
gilliness.
Seven, like
about
a
gilliness
2 month early preemie
a, you know.
Is about the size of the sandwich.
And it's like,
it's a fucking big sandwich.
For the sandwich, pretty much.
How far really? Can I walk there from here?
When you say
from
6 bucks, pretty much, right. Is it 6 bucks?
You can walk there
like
from the Hollywood Hotel.
It's $6.95.
So 7 bucks.
Yeah, it's
$7. They're open late. I think they're open till like 11 or midnight on weekdays. And
they should be open later.
If this place, I mean, I honestly, if I was drunk, I would crush 3 of these fucking sandwiches.
Wow.
I would not be proud of it, but I would do it in a second. Like,
amazing
they have great fries, and they also have pizza fries.
Explain the pizza fries.
We didn't get these tonight, but me and Preston got them once before. It's fries with marinara sauce and mozzarella.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, wow.
They're fucking amazing.
Okay.
They are fucking amazing.
And legit, I could see that. I could see that. That would be good.
Support local businesses. Go to Blue's Cheesesteak.
Which basically that's...
You got all creeped out by ranch spaghetti, though, bro.
Ranch spaghetti?
Well, yeah, I just got creeped out by you saying that. What the fuck does that mean?
A child just felt molested by you saying that.
It was spaghetti mixed with ranch.
Yeah, that sounds awful. Go away.
He mixed it with pancakes.
You guys have never been to a hometown buffet in your life?
Is it hot ranch dressing? What is
sauce you put in ranch?
Does it matter if it's hot or cold? It's...
I'm very uncomfortable.
No, that's a very good point, because ranch spaghetti, you're supposed to, the spaghetti should be cold. That would be the better way to do it.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
It's like the worst kind of
spaghetti.
Have you ever tried
just kind of lukewarm, so when you add the ranch, it just puts a little bit of coolness? Because who wants hot ranch? That's weird, right?
What the?
Right? It's like
unless it's on pancakes.
This is like the white trash Food Network.
Are you telling me you've never had spaghetti, ranch spaghetti?
Tell them about Portillo's. Have you ever had Portillo's?
That name, I've never been, that name sounds familiar.
Yeah, you probably heard it from comics. Has anyone had Portillo's?
No, I've not.
You haven't? You're in San Diego. On Buena Vista by Knott's Berry Farm.
Yeah.
It's right there. The best freaking
Italian beef. It's called Italian beef.
They have Italian beef. I've always wanted to have
Italian beef. Only one here in the restaurant in Chicago.
Okay.
Amazing.
Shout out to Luke's Deli, Tucson, Arizona. Best Italian beef sandwiches in the world. Get the sweet peppers, though. You ain't that tough.
Well, unless you're Mexican, then those are important.
Just right.
I also want to say really quick about the food segment is this is now becoming, we just want to fucking go eat at dope local independent businesses.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
And that are cheap and have amazing food and we want to support. And if anyone listening knows of a great place that maybe we haven't heard of or we haven't gone to yet.
Seriously.
If they could let us know.
Joe Burger Podcast.
And we will for sure fucking go there.
Well, Joe Peeps is amazing.
I want to do barbecue next week.
Who's
ready for barbecue?
Also, if you... Anybody listening that goes to Booze or any of the other places they go, say, Hey, I heard about this place from the Iron Burger podcast, and then maybe they'll fucking sponsor us or something.
That's right.
Yeah. Or maybe one of us will get a free cheesesteak.
Yeah,
that's
we'll get
all.
A free
either
that's
way,
I don't
win.
Guys,
I
just want a free cheesesteak.
I love this podcast and all, but fuck it. If I can just get a free cheesesteak out of it, that's all I care about.
I get a sandwich.
Will you buy a cheesesteak, for Christ's sakes? You've been going.
Let me get a rib.
I love Priscilla's. I love Italian beef. But I will still dip that shit right in ranch. Right in front of you.
Right in ranch.
Burger. I will dip Italian beef.
Who's down for barbecue?
I'll take a cheesesteak and ranch.
Oh, no. Shut up.
Cheesesteak. Okay. Next barbecue.
It's pretty hairy. I know a barbecue place.
Oh, no.
Well, we're going to...
I know a barbecue place.
Okay. We know the barbecue place we want to go to.
Bledsoe's.
It's down in Compton, so it's a bit of a drive.
Okay. Damn.
So it's close to Burger. We'll be.
You don't want
to
forget about it.
We can all go over to Burger's house and get arrested.
Exactly.
I don't want to go to the barbecue that white people go to in Compton. I'll take you to a barbecue. Okay. So... here's the thing.
Burger, I want to meet your neighbors, dude.
I don't.
Burger, I can't believe you guys didn't talk about Gary Oldman today.
Let's just show up like 20
amazing.
White people.
Hey, no.
Deep,
you know what? Okay, I'm going to tell you something that's going to make Preston real fucking happy.
Gary Oldman
said that Jews run Hollywood, and that's bullshit. Jews and fags run Hollywood, and I'm going to tell you that. Fuck all of them. I don't give a shit. I'm a Jew. They're a bunch of nepotistic pieces of shit. They all run Hollywood. What Altman said was perfectly fine. He's a cunt for apologizing. He said the truth fucking pieces of shit scared him, and he apologized like everyone else does. He's right. The Jews run Hollywood. Homosexuals are running Hollywood. It's the fucking fact. It's like saying, the Nazis are killing people. Don't say that. That's so rude. It's what's fucking happening.
Well, I mean, this is what I'll say about that, like the Gary Oldman thing. First of all, what was it? Was it a Playboy interview or Maxim?
It was a Playboy.
Notorious for getting people, I don't know if they get them fucked up or whatever, but they
They give them $500 when they really need
coked
it.
No, but I mean, they get people
Gary Oldman needs $500.
Yeah. Like, it's most of the times when one of these, like, celebrities comes out and people are like, oh, he said something fucked up, it's a Playboy interview.
Wait, is Gary
Oldman Playboy's doing
person?
Something right. Yeah. Because they're getting people uncomfortable.
You're thinking of, what's his bucket?
Not Gary Coleman.
Gary Oldman, the wonderful British actor.
Yeah. Gary Oldman did play a little person in the movie
Little Country for Old Men.
One at a time, guys. We're meshing. Slow this down. Okay, one at a time. Go ahead.
Well, no, I feel like Playboy does that a lot. And the thing is, like, I studied film history in college. I went to film school. Hollywood have started by Jews.
Well, but this is what people don't get.
That's just what it is. Like, Warner Brothers. Jewish people started Hollywood. Like, they started all the big companies. and whatever. And for some reason, it's like an offensive thing to say now when people say Jews run Hollywood. And of course, Jews don't solely run Hollywood.
Nor did they start it.
But they did
run it for years and years.
And they also were involved at the beginning. Like, that's my point. Oh,
yeah. Damn.
You know who really runs Hollywood?
Did anybody watch
somebody's got to run Hollywood, though, right?
You know who does?
What if it was there's one guy.
Like
the Chinese
Gay Jews. Gay Jews fucking run Hollywood.
Gay Jews.
Did anybody...
Most powerful people.
Did anybody actually watch the... He apologized on Jimmy Kimmel. I didn't watch it yet, but
so did Jonah Hill.
I watched the Jonah Hill apology.
You're a bigger cunt for apologizing.
I hate the apology, and maybe, I mean,
Jonah Hill should apologize for his career.
Mm-hmm. He should apologize to Michael Cera for his fucking stealing his
horrible.
I hate when people are forced to apologize for shit, because I read some of the quotes from the Gary Oldman thing, and like the Mel Gibson shit he was talking about. He was basically saying, Mel Gibson got drunk and shot his mouth off. Who has not gotten drunk and shot their mouth off, was basically what he was saying.
Yeah.
He's right.
I agree with it.
Yeah,
Who here hasn't gotten drunk and said something fucking stupid that people would find offensive? Oh. Not me. I do that when I'm sober all the time.
I got drunk, went home when I was a kid, and I was like, God damn it, Jews are running this house.
Right.
And it was my dad was pissed, but he was a Jew. What can I do? You know?
What he said about Alec Baldwin and Mel Gibson, they're both recorded conversations.
Yeah.
That were privately, like a conversation.
Well, so is Donald Sterling.
Yeah. Right. So it's basically just a call out. All right.
It's stupid. But that's the thing. All they said was truth. Yeah. I mean, you know.
It's a truthful thing.
Oh, guys, what's on Skid Row's library?
Whoa, what the hell happened here? That threw
Ninja
me
Academy?
Off.
Ninja Academy? What do we got going on, buddy?
You're throwing us off there. Thank you.
Ninja Academy.
Okay, we don't know how much time we have left. Yeah, we need to know the time.
We have a million hours.
This motherfucker's getting high in the booth, right? I don't even think he's fucking legal. Can we get a picture of this motherfucker? I swear to God. I think his mom cleans here. And There was a white woman in there. We haven't seen her.
Any breaks and enters on buildings that are being built and climbs up the top and takes incredibly scary pictures and shows me, and I freak out because I'm fucking vertigo.
You're pretty amazing.
I go, hey,
still.
I'm scared of heights. And he goes, look at this.
You son of a bitch.
You know what he looks like? He looks like Ricky Ricardo and Gabriel Iglesias fucking at a kid. I love him.
But a really attractive one. Like,
oh, no,
a
good looking kid. Yeah, no, no.
The Gabriel Iglesias is a stretch. Maybe Mencia, but not Iglesias.
Yeah, but he's not a hat cunt.
Yeah, I was giving him a funny guy.
Hey, can I have another beer shot?
Look at Bombo.
Come on.
Another beer shot.
I tried to go to Three Little.
That's going to be him outside of 7-Eleven in 5 minutes.
They don't sell liquor at 7-Eleven.
I know.
They
go to Rite Aid up the street.
Heads coming.
Okay, last thing. Preston, do me the favor of calling out the cunt of the week.
Yeah, who's the cunt of the week?
We know.
Cunt of the week. I thought we were going to be able to get specific.
Lou.
But we forgot his name.
Sheriff Lou was the Asian lady.
Is she cute?
I called her.
Sheriff Lou.
She was cute.
L-U, I assume.
No,
she was not cute.
Yeah. Girl named Lou. That's
Lou.
Sheriff Lou and vaguely Hispanic other sheriff.
Steroid-filled Mexican
the
cunt.
The LAPD. Yeah.
The sheriff
is
and the LAPD.
The cunt of the week this week. Wrongfully arresting the host of this podcast.
Yeah. LAPD.
In front of his four-year-old daughter.
In front of his kids.
My four-year-old daughter.
For living at the house that he lives at. For living at a house that he pays for.
Cunts.
That's a big cunt.
Cunts of the week.
Let them die.
The LAPD.
Okay, guys, watch out. I heard some family members of those other people are moving from Vegas to LA, so keep your eyes open when you're eating.
Oh, God.
Right? It's hard to feel bad.
The revolution is starting.
Let's wrap this up, guys. We had a fun show. It's been kind of wild. I loved you guys. I got to tell you, you were fantastic. Oh. The two of you.
I want Bombo and Mark here every
Bombo, you coming back next week? Night. You want to come back next week?
What's that?
Because Mark's retiring.
I'm retiring. I'm not going to be on the show for a while.
So you could be the champion and then come back.
Well, Bombo, every time you're in town, you have an open.
Mark will come back for like a tournament of champions.
Are you going to be here next week? I'm always here.
Okay, guys. July 26th. July 26th. We're talking about possibly doing a trio of the Skid Row show people.
Mm-hmm.
The three of us, three shows on Thursday, getting together and possibly doing a comedy show at Inside Jokes.
I can't wait for that.
It's going to be a blast.
Combining the shows?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's done then.
That's great.
Yeah. I'll come back next week as the paper champion, but
you got
he's
in.
The real champion.
No, don't give him that. He's like Rocky now.
champion.
The first one was the first person that got half a point.
Run through our things real quick, guys. We're running out of time. Go.
Okay. Every week, Wednesday, workout room, Echo Park, in a backyard. This Saturday, I'm going to be at Inside Jokes at 10 p.m.
Flappers Burbank Yoo-Hoo Room, 9 o'clock this Sunday, preston-blaine.squarespace.com.
Monkey Microphone at the Hollywood Hotel tomorrow night at 10 p.m. free.
Jail.
The Jews may run Hollywood, but the Latins have taken over the ice cream man game. That's the truth.
Gothcomedian.com. It's all there.
Got it. Gothcomedian. Guys, thank you.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
Are you a human? I love you.
I thought you guys knew I was a fucking... Oh, I got it. So hot.
Fine, but when are we going to do mushrooms and take a trip to Middle Earth?
Some DMT and let's fucking hook up with those clockwork gnomes.
Closing time. Open all the doors and let you out into the world. Closing time. Turn all of the lights on over every boy and every girl. Closing time. One last call for alcohol. So finish your whiskey or beer. Closing time. You don't have to go home, but you can.